Here's Jesus is produced by Spiritus Publications by the Paulys. All rights reserved.
This is Speaker Linda Pauly. It's September 27, 2007, and here's Jesus. This first segment was originally released February 18, 2003.
Our friend Jesse, known in the Kingdom of God as Elgad Odinson, sent us this important question. Nazarene, January 25th and 26, 2003, the Terran Internet was subjected to an SQL database slamworm viral attack. It pretty much paralyzed the Terran Internet. What is your and the Kingdom of God's opinion on how such acts should be punished? And how did our ancestors punish such acts under our respective laws?
Elgad always asks some interesting questions, Alora. This one is indeed one to contemplate. It would depend greatly on the old laws and even our own opinions today. If a minor amount of damage was done, a little interruption, a minor prison term, 10 or 15 years, if anyone was injured by this act, if anybody was hurt by it because of something that some computer went awry or something, 20 or 30 years. If anyone was killed, life or execution. It is very, very wrong to interfere with other people's things, to destroy other people's things just to be hateful, just to be spiteful, just because you don't have something, you're going to destroy something that somebody else has because you're jealous and spiteful. We do not appreciate this at all. We do not care for it at all, and we believe it should be severely punished. Man has a tendency to be far too lenient on these things, to let these people simply walk away, say, oh, they are young, they don't understand, whatever. This should not be. These people should be severely punished for these acts because they are doing grave wrong.
Good Nazarene, I wish someone would do something now to find these people and really punish them.
They're a little busy right now, Alora, but give them time.
We'll be back after the break.
This is Speaker Gerald Pauly. For the last 30 years or so, my wife and I have been producing Voices from Spirit magazine, which tells a lot about what has been going on in the afterlife. It is available at
voicesfromspirit.com/voices.htm.
Both our current issue and back issues that are online. We certainly hope you will enjoy it and tell your friends about it, because many other people love it.
This is Speaker Gerald Pauly. There's going to be a few days that Jesus won't be able to get back to us now that God has left. So we're going to put the commercials that we prepared for my presidential campaign here to fill in. We hope you will enjoy them.
Produced by Spiritus Publications by the Paulys. All rights reserved.
Greetings, I'm Speaker Linda Pauly. My husband Gerald is running for president. I'd like to tell you something about him. When my husband Gerald and I were first married, I was helpless. The people at the counseling center where I was going told my husband I was retarded and I couldn't be helped. I can't repeat what he told them. But he began to work with me, and though I am very stubborn, he got me doing things. I learned to clean the house. I learned to cook, and I learned to do the work of spirit. I stopped being helpless. And you know something? I really enjoy it. I have done a lot of incredible things. Please vote for my husband and let him help others learn that they are not helpless, that if they try, they can do anything.
We certainly hope you will join us in this effort that God has begun. We are trying to reach out to people around the nation, and we need all the support we can get.
We'll be back again.